Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. I'm also the 8-time best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company, InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand out of the shadows. All of my brands, including this show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So, welcome. So today we're going to be talking about clutter clearing as a spiritual quest. And clutter clearing is more than just about clearing out the physical stuff. It's about clutter clearing the invisible stuff to the layers within us, to make room for the truth of who we are to come forward and to be able to create and live the life we are meant to live. So today joining me is Felicia Dehady, a feng shui and soul coach, who will be joining me to talk about how invisible clutter shows up in our lives and how it then manifests in our physical environment and how to empower you in making changes using the principles of feng shui. Felicia, as I said, is a feng shui and soul coach who guides clients in shifting their perspectives and environments to move beyond perfectionism, fear, and self-imposed limitations. Felicia uses a unique blend of feng shui, coaching, and energy work, which I love all this, to empower her clients in becoming clear about the life they desire in order to map out how to get there. Recently becoming a cancer survivor, Felicia is particularly interested in weaving self-care strategies into her own life and into the lives of her clients. Felicia is a longtime educator and a contributing author to several books, many of them published with Inspire Living Publishing, including Inspiration for a Woman's Soul, Cultivating Joy, and the recently released Inspiration for a Woman's Soul, Opening to Gratitude and Grace. She's also a contributing author to Soul Whispers 3, Soul Wisdom for Living the Life of Your Dreams. Felicia lives in Maryland with her husband and 4 children, and she offers on-site and distant consultations and coaching, workshops, and certification courses in interior alignment, feng shui, and space clearing, and Reiki. So welcome, beautiful.
Thank you, Linda. I'm honored and excited to be here today.
Well, you know from our personal conversations that feng shui is such a fun, powerful topic for me, and I personally believe in it. When we built our house 15 years ago, I really bought as many books as I could because I said, you know what, this is the foundation of my life, right, our home. And intuitively, I knew that, so I just drove my contractor, which was my honey, and all his crew crazy with all my little things, like, don't move that. Nope, that can't go there. So I love how you are really helping women define what clutter is, because people think of it as just physical. I did for many years, right? Like, oh, look at all the stuff in that corner. But we're here today. You're here today to talk about it's so much deeper than that. So let's define what you mean by why you see clutter clearing as a spiritual quest.
Okay, well, so our environment that we create and the things that we surround ourselves with, we have like an energetic connection to everything. So when we accumulate clutter, it is a sign that some part of our like mental sphere or emotional sphere or spiritual sphere is like cluttered and it manifests in physical form. So if you tend to have a really busy, packed schedule, you might accumulate a lot of paperwork everywhere. And you might not be able to, you know, find your bills or pay your bills, or, you know, you might find that, you know, the areas of your life that you're most busy in or most cluttered in, you'll find extra stuff in that part of the house, or, you know, in certain parts of the house, you'll like always have clutter because you're always like mentally cluttered, or that part of your life is somehow clogged, and it manifests physically in your home.
And I want to talk about that for a moment, because I know what you mean about different areas of your home corresponding to different areas of your life, because I follow a lot of the principles of feng shui in my own life. But help our listeners understand what you mean when you say your home mirrors your mindset, right? Because each area of your home relates to an aspect of your life, and that's what feng shui basically is based on. Am I correct?
Yes. There are many schools of feng shui, but one common thing that people, the general public, seems to know about is the Bagua map.
Yes.
And the Bagua map is basically a energy map that illustrates where the energy of certain areas of your life resides in your home. So, for example, if you are facing your home, the back left corner is the prosperity corner. Or the entrance or the front of the home in the center would be the career area. There are 9 different areas in the Bagua map.
And I love that you explained that, because I remember the first time I saw it. I'm very visual, so it gave me a way to visually lay the Bagua map over my home, right, based on following the instructions. And from that knowledge, I was able to make decisions in each section. And so I just wanted to clarify what that was for listeners who may be really new to feng shui. So let's go into that a little deeper. So how does your home mirror your mindset? Because mindset, as you know, is so important to creating the life that we desire and deserve.
Yes. We tend to create an environment that mirrors how we think. So the objects that you pick, the artwork, the colors, everything, even the home, when you pick it, it reflects the energy that you carry with you at the time. So when you, like every day, you gather new knowledge, you gather new experiences, and those, you know, your knowledge and experiences shape the person who you are. So when you go out to choose objects or choose a home, the things that you are attracted to have a similar like energy wave that you carry with you. So if you choose things, you know, let's say 10 years in the past, you chose a home and you chose objects, well, you're a different person because every day you're changing. So what you surround yourself, you know, if everything in your house is, you know, 20 years old, it might not mirror the energy that you carry with you, and it might not mirror the energy that you want to carry into your future.
Okay, so let me get it right. The energy, we're always, as spiritual beings, we're always changing, so our energy is changing. But sometimes our home does not keep up with those energetic changes, and if it doesn't, it could actually stagnate us, right? Because it's we're not in the energy that we need to be in. We're in old energy. Is that a simplified way of explaining how it affects us?
That's perfect. Yes.
Yeah, because I, you know, when you were saying it, I mean, it wasn't a conscious thought of mine, but as you were saying it, I'm thinking I've been in this house 15 years, and I, of course, have changed and done a lot of inner work over 15 years. And if you saw like the decorations or things I chose then to now, I was going, oh, she's so right. Because I have changed, mm-hmm. and without consciously knowing it, I changed my environment too. So now I'm going to start going through my house going, did you change this? Or should this be changed? Because there could be areas that we're not conscious of being having stuck energy, right?
Correct.
So
yes.
I want to take a break right now because I want to dive in when we come back from commercial break about how we can best examine the visual clues that a home is giving us in every moment that could guide us into understanding where we are in our mindset. And we'll be back in a moment with Felicia DeHaiti of FeliciaDeHaiti.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and we are talking all about clutter clearing as a spiritual quest and the principles of feng shui and how they all relate to your home and to your mindset. Joining me is Felicia DeHaiti. So Felicia, right before the break, we were talking about how a home can give clues to where our current mindset is. So let's talk about that a little more, because you believe and have come from to know from your experience that our home leaves visual clues all the time. That is, that could guide us in clearing our mindset of old beliefs or stagnant energy. So what could some of those clues be?
Some of those clues could be in the images that you have surrounded yourself with in your home. So I'll give you an example. If you love sailboats, and in the past you've always picked out like beautiful pictures of sailboats, and they're all around your house, and you come to a point in your life where you're feeling like things are like rocky and not moving, not flowing the way you want them to flow. If you go back and look at all the pictures of the sailboats in your house, you may notice that all of the sailboats are in storms, or there's rocky water, you know, rough waters. And it may be something that you've never noticed before, but you've surrounded yourself with rough waters. So you start to, you know, it's, you know, whether the rough waters came before it happened in your life or after, you know, it's always a debate.
Well, but it's an energy, right? It's an energy we brought into our life, even if it was unconsciously.
Yeah.
We are now looking at the energy of rough waters and absorbing that, which then could, I see what you're saying, what came first, right? The mindset.
Yeah.
But bottom line is that's in our energy. So I'm so happy because as we're speaking, I'm looking around going, my office saying, okay, like what do my photos show? Where am I? And thankfully, they're all uplifting. Live the life you imagine, scattered joy, thriving is elegant. So like vibrationally, I see what you mean. When I see that, it brings up a high vibration. So we need to look at the things that we have in our home to see if they make us feel at a higher vibration.
Yes.
Okay. I understand that. So it's finding things that reflect the energy and essence of the energy we want to experience in our life.
Yes.
And I love this because that makes it makes us be able to, it empowers us to make choices from this conscious decision-making process instead of an unconscious one, which I think sometimes our homes just become, and I've been guilty of it, they just become a place for just storage and piling up things and never taking the time to consciously choose the things that we want in our home to elevate us to the next level, especially for our mindset.
Yes, definitely.
So once we notice the visual clues, and let's say I had that photo of the rocky, you know, the rough waters, and what are the next steps? Like, how do you tune in and know what are the things to remove, and how do you do it consciously?
So the first thing I always recommend is to have some period of reflection where you kind of sit back and journal about, you know, where do you, you know, you can pick a point in time, like where do you see yourself 6 months from now, 12 months from now, you know, 5 or 10 years from now, and kind of map out the picture of what your life would look like. And then the next step would be to, you know, after you see a picture of what it looks like, tap into what does that life feel like. And once you get in touch with the feelings that you want to have in your life, then you can start looking at the objects in your home and determining whether they reflect that. And there's like a couple different ways that I recommend doing that too. One way is to, you know, leave your home, go outside, and then kind of ground yourself, you know, take some deep breaths, and then walk in as if you're going to an open house or you're walking into, you know, a store showcase, and look at everything with fresh eyes and kind of feel whether or not the objects that are in this place reflect the feelings that you have journaled about that you want in your future. Another way to do it is to take photographs of the rooms in your house, because we're so used to being in our environment, a lot of times everything that surrounds us just falls into the background. Like we don't even notice it anymore. But when you take photographs and look at the photographs, you will see things in the photographs that you don't see when you're just walking around your house.
Ooh, I love that tip because, again, I'm visual, so something like that would really impact me. So you're saying we could walk by something every day that really doesn't belong there and probably irritates a part of us energetically, but because we're so used to it, we just stop seeing it.
Yes. But even though you stop seeing it, it doesn't stop affecting your subconscious and your mindset.
I love that tip. I love the tip about taking the photos. And so now once you take the photos and you go, holy shit, look at that. What? Like, so now you have to sit with that energy, see the pod step. So you're really saying tap into how that photo makes you feel and then make the decisions and changes in your home based on the feeling, not just the visual.
Correct.
So it's really a lot of feng shui is tapping into the energy of the experience you want to create in your life.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And do you know, as much as I've worked it in my house, I don't know if I ever looked at it consciously at that level, right? I knew about moving things and going, okay, well, if you have this in your relationship part, like I have two little blue glass lovebirds in my relationship corner that have been there for a long time. I knew the steps to take, but I don't know if I've tapped into the feelings involved in that section of the Bagua when I was doing it, because again, I did it many years ago. So I love this idea so that I can reevaluate everything based on the feelings, not just the, well, I'll add this and remove this because that's what they say you should do.
Yeah, because every person, even though, so there's several different schools of feng shui, and you might even find like conflicting rules.
I did was black hat.
Okay. Because each person is individual, like the way you would relate to an environment is different from the way somebody else would. So I always encourage people to connect, you know, you be the person to connect with your home and make it feel good for you. Because that same home might not, you know, it won't fit somebody else.
So someone else, you're saying someone else could come into my home and be affected on a feeling and emotional level in a completely different way than I experience it because they have their own path, their own journey, their own energy. So it's about customizing it for your own experience.
Yes, it is.
I love that. I love that we can customize it because these tools are just so powerful, not just in creating the energy of our home, but as you're connecting all the pieces for me, it's also about our mindset, being able to move forward in life. It's really releasing so much of the stuff that could be holding us back subconsciously and energetically that we don't even know about.
Yes, definitely.
So what are some of the types of invisible clutter and how do they manifest in one's home? So we know what, like we know about messy corners. That's I would call that the physical, right? When you have a closet filled with stuff that you've been collecting for 15 years, you can't even get another hanger in the closet. To me, that's physical clutter. But what do you mean by invisible clutter?
So invisible clutter would be things like, so mental clutter. So thinking about how many to-do lists do you have and how long are they? And are they full of things that you are never going to get done? But because you have them on the list and because they're, you know, whether conscious or subconsciously, they're there, they're clogging up your mental field. It's like more stuff to do. It's like a weight on your shoulders. There could be like projects that you have to think about. Like if you wanted to finish a quilt that you started 20 years ago and you haven't touched it in 15 years, and even though it might be like packed away in a back corner in your house, it's still taking up mental and creative energy that you are not, you know, it's kind of like clogging up and you have all this like pent up energy and it can't go anywhere. And when we have all this like things, you know, too many things to think about or too many obligations or too many events we're involved in and we're always going, we don't have the time and the space to sit down and really tap into taking care of ourselves, knowing who you are, because you're always like going, and when we're living this kind of life where we're, you know, clogged up mentally, you tend to, things will start popping up in the house. So you might not be in the past, you may not have been in a situation where you like gotten a lot of clutter, but then all of a sudden you might notice, let's say in the creativity section of your house, which is on the left middle section of the house, that all of a sudden, and it doesn't matter what it is, it's just stuff just starts piling up there for an unknown reason. And it doesn't matter what it is, but you'll start to deposit things in parts of your house that carry the energy of what is being clogged in your life.
Ooh, it's making me think of something that I can see a period of my life where I was feeling really stuck. And as you were describing a project, 20, 25 years ago, I was really big into cross stitch, right? And I had bins and baskets of all the thread, the patterns, and all this. And for probably 3 years, I did it all the time. And then I put it aside. Life changed. My desires changed, and what I was drawn to changed. Do you know I moved 3 times and carried that darn thing with me everywhere, even though I had never looked at it or opened it? That's what you're talking about, right? That was unfinished projects weighing me down, and I can see the correlation of the life experiences I was living then. It's like, why do we have attachments to these things that we're carrying and holding on to? And you're saying that that's a big energetic drain because it's holding space in our lives and in our energy field.
Yeah.
So it's really, we have to become conscious. And I love the journaling exercise that you talked about right before the previous break. And speaking of breaks, let's jump over to our break now so we can dive into how we can create an action plan for clearing our mindset and our environment. And we will be back in a moment with Felicia DeHaiti of FeliciaDeHaiti.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Isn't it time for you to listen to your own internal compass, your intuition, rather than listening to all those around you? When you learn how to navigate using your intuition, you'll discover how to hear your soul's whispers so you live a life of purpose, joy, and abundance. Soulwise Living mentor Laura Clark provides women with the empowering tools and support to help them tame their inner critic, calm their emotions, and ground themselves so they can hear, trust, and act upon their inner guidance. If you're ready to awaken your intuition, visit soulwiseliving.com to schedule a complimentary sacred soul chat, read Laura's inspiring blog posts, and discover an array of free supportive resources.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. This is Linda Joy, your host, and with me today is Felicia Dehady and of FeliciaDehady.com. And right before the break, I asked Felicia to share how we can create an action plan for clearing our mindset and our environment. Do you have some tips that you could share, Felicia, that they could put into action today if they wanted to start down this path?
Yes. So I recommend doing the journaling exercise of mapping out your life and how you want it to look and feel. And once you've done that, and then take a look at where you are today, so you know, starting point and ending point, then start looking at the objects in your house. And when you go through your house, either through looking at photographs or, you know, taking the imaginary trip through the open house, when you find objects that kind of lower your energy or you don't feel like represent the energy of the you of today or the you of the future, start packing them in boxes. And you can determine whether it's something you want to sell, something you want to donate, or something you're not sure about. So you can use, you know, three different categories there, or a fourth category, something just, if it's broken, just throw it away or recycle it. And I recommend not going too fast because all of your stuff is, you know, kind of in your energy field. If you remove too many things from your energy field all at once, you won't feel good. It's kind of like if you ate junk food all your life and then one day woke up and said, oh, I'm going to be a vegan today, and then completely changed everything, you're not going to feel so good. So make sure you take it in manageable small chunks and pick a room. I recommend that people start in the bedroom because it's the room you spend the most time in and should be the most relaxing and rejuvenating room for you. And I usually start in a clockwise, I'm like very systematic. I usually start like in a clockwise sweep of the room and just start pulling out things that immediately don't represent the energy that I want to have surrounding me.
I'm writing this all down as we go. I'm up to number four because I want to really review what I have here. So I love that you said start in the bedroom because I think so many of us, we spend so much time like, I have to make sure the living room and kitchen looks perfect because that's what people see. But you're saying start in the bedroom. It's where we spend the majority of our time and our sleep, and it needs to be relaxing and nurturing. So I think that's a great tip. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another one after we do the bedroom that you would recommend?
The kitchen, because that is where we get our nourishment.
Okay, so the bedroom would represent relaxation, flow, nurturing, and the kitchen is nourishment.
Yeah.
And what would you recommend looking at in the kitchen? Like, what are we looking for?
Looking for, you know, appliances that either don't work or you don't use them. Things that are, like, cluttering the countertops. Because so in our visual field, anytime we have to, even if it's not conscious, anytime there's a change in color or a change in shape, like our mind has to kind of stop and process, like, what are we seeing? So the more you have around you, the more you have to kind of process and take in all of that visually and all of the energy that's associated with it. So having, you know, clear countertops makes the room feel a lot more open, a lot fresher, a lot less cluttered. And then making sure, like in the kitchen also, like looking at, you know, do you have expired food in there? Do you have stuff that needs to be thrown out? Do you have pots that maybe are, the finish is gone and you really shouldn't be using them anymore? Really looking at, you know, what you have, what you're nourishing yourself with, and how do you feel, like you should feel relaxed in the kitchen, not stressed out because there's too much stuff everywhere.
And it is another area that makes sense to me as you're describing it this way, because it is about nourishment. So if we don't feel good when they're in the kitchen, it also could, if I understand this correctly, if we look at our kitchen with, you know, non-judgment, if we're honest with ourselves, if we see any of the things that you're naming, that's a time to do the journaling and go, where in my life am I not nourishing myself, right? Because if we're allowing that into our energy, that means it's also manifesting in our physical care of ourselves, I would think. Is that what you found
definitely.
Too?
Yes.
Like self-care must be, if this area is lacking and it's all about nourishment and self-care, then I'm going to go downstairs and check. But it would be, I would think that it would be showing up in our lives as lack of self-care, not nourishing ourselves fully. Is that what you find with your clients?
Yes, I do. And a lot of times it's with clients whose lives are packed with activities or obligations, or, you know, they feel like they have very little time to, you know, not enough time to cook, not enough time to take care of things in the kitchen. And it's kind of a reflection of, well, I'm going to take care of everybody else in my life, and but not myself, because I have to be the doer. I have to be the caretaker. But then you kind of neglect what's going on in your own life.
And I believe, especially for the Aspire magazine audience, as you know, self-care and learning how to be instead of just do and finding a balance between the two, it's an issue that so many women struggle with. And I see this in feng shui and the work you do with interior alignment and soul coaching and all of that as another tool to add to our, you know, self-care and personal development tool chest, because this is all really speaking to me. You should see I have a page and a half of notes, because I so fully believe in it, but you're helping me see it from a different lens now, right? Because I have at least some knowledge of feng shui, but I love your take on it and tapping into my feelings and journaling and seeing the correlation between the two, right, between the physical and the invisible. So I am truly enjoying this conversation, and we are going to come back in a moment to talk even more about this with Felicia DeHady of FeliciaDeHady.com. And we'll be back in one moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shymoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beinglovebook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hi, this is Carly Simon for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. The AIDS crisis isn't over. There have been amazing scientific breakthroughs, but people are still dying, and your local AIDS organization needs your help more now than ever. Volunteer and make a difference.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Linda Joy of Inspired Conversations. Joining me today is Felicia Dehady of FeliciaDehady.com, who is a feng shui and soul coach. And we've been having such a juicy conversation. And as I said before the break, I have over a page, almost a page and a half of notes, because I just love having access to tools that will help me live my best life, and that's what this show is about. And this is also something I've been personally interested in for over 15 years. And Felicia, as I said, you've given me some really great insights of a different way of looking at it. And you were sharing earlier that there's different types of feng shui, and yours that you are certified in, and if I'm correct, you're going to be now training people in, is called interior alignment feng shui and space clearing, and you also do Reiki. So this interior alignment, I love the name because it's really based on everything we're talking about today, to go within to see what's outside of ourselves and vice versa.
Yes. And one of the things that drew me to interior alignment was that it incorporates so many parts of our lives and the reflection and like the personal connection with your home. Interior alignment was founded by Denise Lin, and she really believes that, connecting a person with their home is the best way to kind of align, you know, your energy with the energy of your environment and really support your life through the alignment. The more energy you have around you supporting your goals and supporting where you want to go in life, the easier it will be to kind of flow right there.
And I could feel it throughout the conversation. I can feel it is about aligning our inner and outer worlds, right? Because isn't there a saying, what's within is without, which basically, I guess, is what you have on the inside is going to manifest on the outside.
Yeah.
And if we're not conscious of that, well, I've always said that we're always creating our lives, and the choice is ours if we create our lives consciously or unconsciously. But no matter what, we're always creating it.
Yes, we are.
And that was my big wake-up call. I was like, well, so, especially 15 years ago, I was like, oh, so I did this? I created this muck of a mess? So when you start to understand that, it's scary at first, right? And you also feel like, I don't want this responsibility. I didn't do this. I'd rather play the victim. But then it becomes, wait a minute, if I can create this, that means I can create anything else. And it was that mind shift of now I felt empowered. And what I'm hearing is interior alignment, feng shui, and the other teachings that you offer empower us to make conscious decisions so we can create that life that we deserve and desire.
Yes, definitely.
What's if you had to look back at all the clients that you've worked with and or the homes that you've done space clearing in, is there one thing that you've seen more often in a majority of cases? Is there anything like that that jumps out at you that you go, like an example, you mentioned that many women are always on the go, go, go. When you look at those women that were the clients in that category, was there something that you said, I bet when I walk in their house, this is going to be their issue?
Yes. Most, I would say almost all of them, their bedrooms were not set up. There's too much going on in the bedroom. So whether they had like their workspace in the bedroom or the bedroom was just like in a loft area that wasn't really closed off, or it had, you know, lots of books. That, yeah.
So you're saying
lots of books.
So lots of books to me is mind energy, which means you can't sleep because it's mind energy.
Correct.
One of the things that's funny that I'm thinking of my bedroom, one thing, it must have been something that I intuitively knew about myself. Dana and I have been together 20 years, and I'm trying to think back into my previous relationship, but I've never allowed or wanted, and thankfully my spouse agreed, a TV or electronics in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have an electric clock. I have a battery-operated one. And it was just like I didn't want my office in there. I didn't want a TV. I needed it to be a haven. Now, there's some changes now that I'm listening to everything you're talking about on the show today. There's some changes I'm going to make immediately, but I knew intuitively enough that I can't have that kind of energy in my bedroom in order to get the sleep. So you're noticing that a lot of these women who are really overwhelmed and, you know, pushing the envelope, they had some of these things in there, like the books, mind energy stuff, the TV, the workstation, and that would be your recommendation, is to remove those items?
Yes. First recommendation is to remove them. If you're in a space, though, like a studio apartment or someplace where you can't get the work stuff out of the bedroom, I would recommend getting a screen or some type of divider so that when you're in bed, you cannot see the workstation or the bookshelf or whatever it is.
Oh, that's a great idea, because some people may be in that circumstance where they don't have the choice, right? But
yeah,
there's an alternative. So I love the idea of a beautiful folding screen, something that's visually beautiful so that when you're lying in bed, you're seeing it, and you're not seeing your workstation and thinking about all the things that you feel you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from removing it, what are some of the items that you would say remove? So we know technology, right? We know a workstation, extra books. And you're talking about not the book on your nightstand. You're talking about a collection of books?
Yes, I've seen piles of books. And for one person, it was, you know, books that she intended to read but hadn't started yet. And it was right next to her bed so that when she woke up in the morning, it was the first thing she saw and like the last thing she saw when she went to bed at night. And it's like all you're doing is seeing like all this stuff you have to do. So like one book that you're actively reading, maybe read, you know, if you read before bed, that's fine. But I would recommend getting everything else out of view. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so technology, extra, lots of books, because what I was energetically feeling when you were talking about the woman with them next to a bed, every day she woke up going, oh, my God, there's that pile of books I'm never going to get to. That's a dense energy.
Yeah, it is.
And so what are some of the other items on?
It would be pictures that do not bring joy to you. I have seen places where clients have not removed pictures of exes from their bedroom for whatever
which
reason.
Means they can't attract in a new spouse because they're holding energy for the previous spouse.
Yeah.
That's time to let that go.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So, like, things that bring you joy, pictures of your grandchildren, your children, a beautiful photo that when you look at it, you feel inspired or touched in some way.
Yeah, something. So think about, you know, where you are in bed and what's the first thing you look at when you wake up in the morning, and make sure that area is clear and inspirational and will bring you the emotion that you want to experience that day.
Well, that makes me feel good. So I have that section down because I have one inspirational book that I keep there. I have a beautiful little symbols on my nightstand that are just really special to me, a couple stones and two small pictures of my grandchildren. So I fall asleep to that every night. It's a beautiful setting. Does that make sense? And I wake up to that. So energetically, okay, that feels good. I don't have technology. No book, so I'm on a roll here. So these are great tips that all of our listeners can really put into action. And for everyone, I want to encourage you to go to visit Felicia at FeliciaDehaiti.com. The web link is right below on this radio show page, but in case you're listening from iTunes or one of the other platforms, let me spell that out for you. F-E-L-I-C-I-A, Dehaiti is DHAITI.com. And Felicia, you shared so much, so many tips and strategies that we can put into action right now. As we come to the last couple moments of our time together, is there any other piece that you'd like to share before we close?
I think just be thinking about really how you want to feel in your life on a day-to-day basis, and only surrounding yourself with the things that you need and the things that bring you joy and the things that represent those emotions for you, and stop worrying about, you know, the guilt of who gave you what. Because there are other people in the world that can enjoy and need the things that you don't need in your life.
Oh, I agree. I've given things away and they're so grateful because it fits right into the energy of what they're trying to create. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's, I look at it as gifting, you know, like, oh, it's going to find a new home for someone that is really connected to its energy. So that was a great tip. So again, everyone, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me and Felicia for today's show for Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy. And I invite you to listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for more sacred conversations with visionary women like Felicia, who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, be sure to claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts, and you can do so at subscribetoaspire.com. And be sure to visit Felicia at FeliciaDehaiti.com. So until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.